Hey everybody, this is Joe McCall, and I'm on the line with Whitney. I'm real excited about talking to her. Whitney was one of my first coaching students and one of my most successful coaching students. She, within our first one or two coaching calls, had already found a deal. And one of the things I really like about Whitney, she's a go-getter. She takes a bull by the horns and just gets it done. She did not have to understand steps 7 and 8 to do steps 1 and 2. And it was so funny. I mean, by the time we got the second coaching call, she had already said, she called me up and said, "Hey Joe, I got a deal. I got a deal. What do I do next?" And, that just, was really cool. But, so I wanted to talk to Whitney and talked about, how she found those two deals, the first two deals that she did. How we found the sellers, how we found the buyers, and about how much money we made on those two deals. So, Whitney, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Good. I'm glad this phone's finally working. But
Yes.
talk a little bit about Shadow Pine, I think it was, right?
Yes, that was the first house.
How did you find it?
Shadow Pine was found by simply an email sent out due to a Craigslist ad. So
Okay.
I sent him in the email and asked if he would be interested in a lease purchase and left my phone number, and he called me back and was very excited and wanted to move forward very quickly. So that was real exciting for me because that was literally in the first round of emails that I sent out. So the
Wow.
first deal came, yeah, just within several days of working with you.
Now, why was
That was
he
very gratifying.
that is. Why was he so motivated? Do you remember?
He was motivated because he and his wife needed to move out of that house, which was a much larger home than they needed, and move into another home, and he did not want to have two mortgage payments. And the reason he wanted to move out of the larger house was because he got in over his head with a second mortgage in terms of making the payment every month. So he wanted to downsize because he and his wife both lost their jobs and went into some investing of their own and wanted to get out of the larger house and into a smaller home that they could afford better. But they could not sell that house. They tried to sell it, and no one would buy it. So they needed to get somebody into it.
Was it wasn't it recently expired or was it listed with a realtor?
They were doing it for sale by owner. They did
Okay.
not do a realtor because if once they added on the commission, they never would have been able to get their price out of it.
Okay. And they were they behind on payments?
No, absolutely not.
Right. Okay, so when you talked to them on the phone, do you remember kind of what you guys talked about, or how did the conversation go? Do you remember?
Well, it was a few months ago, but the conversation on his end was very excited. Wanting to get somebody in there as soon as possible, liked the idea of having a lease purchaser in there as opposed to a straight rental person, a straight renter. So he was interested in all that, and he wanted to just make sure that he got a good quality person in there that was going to take care of the property and wanted to eventually purchase it at the end of the lease.
Good, good. And so we started marketing the home right away. And I think you did, we found a buyer real quick on that one. Talk a little bit about how that went.
Well, I think it was, I was putting it on Craigslist for about 2 weeks or so when I got a call from a gentleman who he and his wife were wanting to move out of their own home and needed a bigger house. And this house was in the parish that they wanted to live in. They only lived about 5 minutes away from the house. So they were very excited, very motivated to stay within the parish that their children went to school in. And so therefore they went over and looked at the house. I showed it to them, and everything just kind of clicked and fell into place within a very short period of time. They actually moved in, if I remember, December 11th, and how many people want to move in December?
Oh yeah.
Not too many.
That's right. I remember that. And we actually met with the sellers and the buyers together in the house at one time.
Yes,
I
in the
remember that.
kitchen. Did all the paperwork pretty quickly, pretty evenly. And tenant buyers brought their checks for the first month's rent and the option deposit. It was pretty seamless.
I remember I normally don't like to sign the paper. I want the sellers and the tenant buyers to meet each other, but I don't normally like to have everybody all meet together because questions may arise. Well, okay, who's this investor and why is all the money going to them? And I do fully disclose everything to everybody, but in that case, it just worked out great. I think it's important that the sellers and the tenant buyers meet, but normally I would suggest having the paperwork signed separately, and then you just assign the documents, make sure everybody has copies of everything. But that deal went really smooth.
All came together because of my first time lack of understanding of how it actually should
right.
have flowed. So I set that up not knowing that that was not the way it was supposed to be done. So that worked out okay, though.
It worked out real good. Okay, then the second deal, talk a little bit about that. How'd you find that seller?
In the same way. It was another email and sent one out. This one took a little bit longer. They were a little bit more hesitant. The lady called me first, stay-at-home mom, did some of the business transactions. Her and her husband do own a few properties, several properties. So she had been trying to sell the house as well with a realtor as well as for sale by owner. No one was buying it. There was nothing wrong with the house. It was a very nice home, but houses just weren't selling.
Yeah.
So over a period of, say, 2 or 3 weeks, she contacted me at least several times and asked me a bunch of different questions just depending on the subject matter. And then eventually he called back and said, okay, we're ready to go for it. So I had already sent them the contracts. They emailed them back to us, and we got everything going again. And that was in February, I believe, or January.
Okay. And you maybe you already said this. I missed it. How did you find them again? It was on Craigslist, right? And your initial...
Right. I found them on Craigslist, yes.
Your initial contact was an email?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I emailed a lot of people and a lot of for sale by owners and a lot of people trying to rent their homes, and that's how I found these first two people.
Cool. And by the way, that first you made $5,000 on that deal, right? That was the option deposit that we collected?
That's right.
Good, good. And then, okay, so La Padera, we got it under contract in February. It took
Actually,
a little longer.
It was January.
January.
Sorry. It was January. They moved in February, but go ahead.
How long did it take to find a buyer for that house?
You know, I said it was January, but it wasn't. It was December. And we didn't get a whole lot of traffic on that house because it was December. And
yeah.
Then we started getting some phone calls right after the first of the year, just like you told me it was going to happen. And it probably took about 3 weeks. And that house had a ton of phone calls. But we finally got the right person in there. A lot of people came to see it, finally found the right person, and they moved in within 2 or 3 weeks after seeing the house.
Now, what was it about La Padera and the other house that attracted so many calls from tenant buyers? What was it about those homes?
Well, when I do the emails, when I was doing that end of the business, I only emailed houses that I liked.
No. I mean from the buyers. Why did those
right.
two homes get a lot of calls from... Oh, I'm sorry. Finish.
Well, yeah. Well, in my opinion, that's all it is. I only emailed people of homes
right.
that I liked and thought were good enough that they would sell quickly.
I see. Okay.
So that was a major criteria for me. So every house that I've gotten under contract has gone fairly quickly simply because it was a pretty attractive home in a
yeah.
pretty attractive area. And I know the St. Louis area well enough that... For the most part, that I can make that determination just by seeing the house and the address and so forth. Not every place, but these areas I knew pretty well. So in my mind, that's why I think we got a lot of traffic on these homes. Also, I marketed them at least twice a week on Craigslist, so the visibility was there as well.
And the rent was reasonable on both homes.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And we were asking. Probably, what, 2% on the homes for an option deposit? I'm trying to remember.
It was 2% for Shadow Pine, and it was right around 3%, 3.5% for
was it?
La Padera.
Okay.
3%, actually.
Yeah, that's right. Now, sometimes you just have to kind of go by your gut. I mean, And I used to not advertise what the option deposits were because I was afraid it would we would not get enough calls on it, or it would it'd be hard to find good tenant buyers. But those homes are nice homes, and I preach this all the time. You can only sell homes people want to buy. And if it's not in a good area, you better make sure you have really, really good terms. For instance, that house on Hazelcrest. I know that that was a mess, but we did eventually make $3,000 on that deal. It didn't have a kitchen, didn't have a bathroom, didn't have any flooring, but we did make $3,000 on that. But anyway, well, Whitney.
Yes, we did.
I sure appreciate the your time here, and anything that you might want to say to people just getting started and wanting to do their first deal?
What I would say is any of the coaching students that you have sent my way, I have said this to, and I will say it over and over again, do as you are told. If you tell them to do something, do it. It works. Do it, and it works. If you try to deviate from the plan, if you say, oh, well, that's silly, I don't think that's going to work, then you're probably not going to be quite as successful. So if you just follow the step-by-step plan that you have pretty much outlined, then it will work.
Awesome. Well, Whitney, I sure appreciate – we're still working together, still doing deals together. Whitney is more of a business partner now, and we're doing a lot of things together. And so I appreciate you taking the time to answer these questions and talk about these deals, and appreciate it. Thanks, Whitney.
You are quite welcome. Thank you so much. You have a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.